Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa is my lovely wife, co-host, boss gal, I don't know, extraordinaire.
Valentine.
Got her little, my Valentine. She's got a little jacket on. She's got her shoulder pads on.
Yep.
Is Melissa Nickerson. I don't think there's shoulder pads in there, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, there is a little bit.
Right there.
I just thought you'd been lifting. I've always had a great back. A great back. Strong shoulders that I can just dump on. Hey, and Andy's here,
Hello.
Too. Also,
maybe I'll
good shoulders.
Back out.
See myself out.
Yeah. So, anyways, thanks for tuning in to our little podcast, The Could Backseaters.
We're here.
Keep it down back there, everybody. Good to see you. We got a couple reviews that you guys have been giving us. 5 stars. This one right here is from Ebalsman. Hey, Balsman. 5 star. Mel told me to do it. Subject, Mel guilted me. Remember, you don't have to say anything funny. If you just want to leave a 5-star review and say, Mel said I had to do it. There you go. Right there. This one right here. This is from Profumes.
Okay.
Love to laugh with them. 5 stars. I just love listening to Dustin and Melissa. The best laugh ever, by the way. laugh and laughing with them has been very healing for me, as honestly, it's been a very hard year. You are all a blessing to me. There you go.
Thank you,
Professor Humes. Yeah, great. I'm sorry about your hard year, and I hope it's off to a better start. And I feel like our year's off to a good start. The podcast is going well.
Great.
Mel's great. Mel's gone super viral. You know,
Target hasn't called yet.
Target, I know.
Come on,
unbelievable. You know, we got. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going for that. Shows have been selling out. Things have been good.
Yeah, people have been buying tickets.
Yeah, Super Bowl's good. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about our broken washer. We're going to talk about my shows in D.C. Lots of stuff
Perfect.
To get to.
All right.
Yeah. Did you want to open us in prayer? I bet there are some podcasts that start in prayer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
I got a Patreon Zoom, the next best thing. February 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Where am I going to be?
We're going to be zooming. I think you get home that day from Grand Rapids.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Zoom.
I don't remember what it's for.
It was Mazda. We're going to talk about Super Bowl commercials for sure. So, yes, upcoming shows next weekend, not this coming, the following. I'm at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Early shows are sold out. I had a guy message me, and he was like, "Hey, I felt bad for him. I'm gonna read it to you."
I'm trying to think what he's gonna tell you.
Yeah, I would love to hear. Yeah,
like,
make a guess.
My sitter is wishy-washy, or. My kid has traveled sports the next morning.
Dustin and or his team, I have made a terrible error. My wife, who does almost all of the administrative tasks in our household because she's way smarter than I, gave me one task. Purchase tickets to the early show on February 24th in Grand Rapids. I've been putting it off because, well, it's been established that I'm the dumb one. And I finally went to buy them and, sold out. So as not to ruin like our first date night since our daughter was born in June, I wonder if you had any insight as whether any more ticks will be released or anything. If not, all good, and I'll have to endure disappointment I have earned. To the backseaters, these are the super fans. I will tell you guys, things have been picking up at some of these shows, so don't wait. Mm-hmm. What I'll say is that don't wait if it's a time thing for you, because as I'll message him, I was like, listen, man, the late show, there's plenty of room. But if you got a, I understand they had a kid and young,
one under one,
And I'll tell them, like, I mean, sometimes people see, sometimes they do open up people.
I think once you're in theaters, Bert always says that there's tickets the day of.
Yeah, they release the comps. Yeah,
yeah, that's at the theater level, and we're not there.
We are not there, So, but anyways, that being said, if you want to see me in Spokane or Seattle, those are all sold out, so you can't do that in March. But then if you would like to see me in the Northeast, where I am far less popular, lots of tickets at Syracuse Funny Bone in April, or Bananas Comedy Club in Rutherford, New Jersey. Then we go to Fort Collins, Des Moines, Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville, Charlotte. All on sale now. Coming on sale soon as well. Omaha, Boston. What else is coming up? Oh, L.A. That comes out today. That's actually a significant one that I need to see right now.
On sale today?
That goes on sale today. Tomorrow. We'll do it all tomorrow. If you are in the Southern California area on May 5th, everyone other than San Diego.
Yeah.
Orange County, you can come down. Those June shows are going to sell out. This is a big show. It's part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I'm so excited to be a part of it. May 5th at the Hollywood Improv. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's my favorite LA club. Come on out. It's going to be a fun time. And it's going to be my only play probably anywhere. I don't see an Oxnard play, a Brea, an Ontario, inland. That's why I put it on a Sunday. Sunday's a good traffic day. Sunday's the best traffic day, some would say, right? I mean, in L.A.?
And parking?
Parking's going to be bad.
Well, it's L.A. I take that back.
Yeah, but anyways, May 5th, go to DustinNickerson.com for tickets for all of those. Check that out, please. That's a big one. I'm really excited about it. And you know, it's the Netflix fest. So I have no idea who's going to be on the show. You never know.
Yeah,
you never know. Mm-hmm. I asked Nate, and Nate said he would if he was in town and he was less famous.
Well,
but Nate was being funny.
We know he's going to be in town.
Not that date though.
Not that date.
The fest is on for like two weeks.
Weekends.
It's very long.
In 2 weeks. Yeah.
So anyways,
a week and 2 weekends. Yeah.
People join that Facebook group as well. People were asking for mocktail suggestions. What do you got?
Ooh.
Do you got any?
On the spot.
On the spot. Andy. Boom.
It's all about your syrups. Got to get yourself some syrups in your arsenal of flavors. So if you can make yourself some passion fruit syrup, some hibiscus syrups, then you can just whip that up with a little bit of, if you like LaCroix or you like any of the other sparkling flavored beverages, a little bit of that. And then if you can, there is some non-alcoholic bitters that are out there. So if you could do a little soda, a little syrup, little bitters, and some fruit juice, take your pick, grapefruit, lime. Those four right there, I would say is a good, nice, classic mocktail. And then you just tinker with amounts.
Yeah.
So fruit juice, some bitters, syrups, and soda
water. I would say
like one lemon squeezed.
Cranberry juice.
Good.
Actually.
You ever squeeze your lemon into LaCroix? It's great. Yeah. So they're non-alcoholic bitters?
Yes, there are some non-alcoholic bitters out there. Even though they're very...
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Less interesting, every alcoholic is a bitter.
I'm like, I didn't know bitters had alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yes. They are made. It's basically an extremely fermented alcohol with just a ton of aromatics.
That explains a lot because Mel puts that in her coffee.
Yes.
So
every morning.
There we go. There you go. But if you really want to get lit, get yourself to an NA nightclub because those are hot right now.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen those in there.
That's
not
awesome.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
I love mocktail bars. But then some of the NA nightclubs are a little on the little wonky side from
the old
internets.
It's probably going to have big Impossible Burger energy. You know, you're like, okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Big church trying to interest the family's energy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. you know, it's sometimes it's like, I mean, I can't, I eat a lot of vegan stuff because I can't do dairy, you know, and
yeah,
some of it you just got to accept what, like, there's, I've not, nor, there's no vegan cheese. I just, there's none.
Just avoid it.
I've tried them all. I've tried them all. There's none that just hit like cheese. I'm sorry. And it's, thank you for trying. Thank you for the effort. And maybe it's just not worth it to me. If I really need it that bad, I'll take a lactaid and have a piece of cheese and just know that in about 6 hours, I'm going to regret that decision. But, you know.
Have you tried different dairies? Like, is it only cow's cheese? Like, have you done goat cheese?
Yeah, there are certain ones that hit me a little harder, but it's just not.
Yeah.
There's so many other foods you can eat.
Turns out.
It turns out. Yeah, there's a lot of options.
As far as substitutions go.
Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah, and that's how I guess that's what I feel about. It is a little bit of the way I feel about NA beers. There's like, you know, there's just a different. I just, at a certain point, I'll just have a different beverage. If I don't want alcohol, which often, usually I don't, like, I'll just be like, yeah. Like, we had a Coke Zero yesterday. I was like, this hits. Coke Zero on the drive home. Woo. Way better than the beer I normally have on the drive home. So, I needed that out. I couldn't figure out how to get out of this bit, so, this topic. So, anyways, make sure you join that Facebook group. The link should be in the show notes there.
Thanks for the tips, Andy.
Let's do a little bit of a week. And recap here. Thank you for everyone came out to the DC shows. Sold a bunch of tickets. Sold 3 of the 5 shows out. DC Improv is it may be the very best comedy club in the country. I say that until I play Comedy Works again or Comedy on State. It's whatever one of the like top 5 clubs are that I've played most recently.
And what classifies?
Dustin's Comedy Corner.
The top 5 comedy club.
The DCC. We haven't talked about the DCC in a while. Dustin's Comedy Corner. Listen, there's certain elements that like are gonna make for good comedy. Usually, if you have these, like it's one of the things that most of these have in common are downtown. So you want it downtown. Downtown. Mm-hmm. Underground helps a lot because I, as big as comedy is right now, I will always celebrate us mostly as a subculture. And that's where we are, literally underground, you know, like just like, is this the spot? Like it feels.
Well, you want it super dark.
Super dark. I just feel like what I like about underground is I feel it. There's something almost kind of ceremonial about it. When you go down there, that you're like, okay, this is, we're going into a different space here. Like we're experiencing.
Like a Disney ride.
We're experiencing, it is like a ride. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing something that isn't allowed up here.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I really like about it. So it's underground. No, not all the great clubs are underground, but that's one of the things. Really dark, really tight, compact room, low ceilings.
Tiny tables.
Yeah. Teeny tiny tables. Mm-hmm. Total, like usually, like you know, the sweet spot in a room is like between 150 and 300. That's usually like the sweet spot somewhere in there. So, and the best comedy clubs in, I mean, there's so many good comedy clubs, and a lot of time it matches when there's like a great city that goes with it as well. And DC absolutely fits that. So DC Improv is there. And I did 3 in a row. I did the DC Improv, Portland Helium, which is not underground, but it is a great room. But it's upstairs, which kind of, again, something about it not being on street level. Like, it's something kind of ceremonial. Like, and DC Improv and the Philly Improv, which is underground, or the Philly Helium, which is underground. They just, those are 3 of the top 5. And then you put on... Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin is also there. Comedy Works in Denver. Both of those are good. The downtown one's even hotter. Mm-hmm. They're great. Those are probably my top 5. I'm trying to think if there's another one that I'm leaving out. People say Acme, but I haven't played Acme in Minneapolis.
And some of it's like when you say a tight room, right? You guys have talked about this before. The laughs bounce.
Yeah, you're just kind of surrounded by them. Yeah. The one that's gone but not forgotten for comics is the Comedy Underground in Seattle. Very similar. Right. It's just... Mm-hmm. I don't know. There is some, like, there's a sweet spot because we talk about with fans, I like to invite them to. One of the nice things about playing improvs is it's a nice experience. Like, when you do the Raleigh Improv, the Irvine Improv, the Milwaukee Improv, it's kind of, it's fancy. It's very nice.
Yeah.
You know, they build them in malls. They're big, though. They're 4 or 5. Stand Up Live, which is in that same family in Phoenix, is 600. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
Food's good. Great drink options. That's great.
Tons of staff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then there's kind of these in-between clubs that are like a little din. Like, you don't really, like, they're not nice. They're kind of just blah. You're not thrilled about inviting fans out to those.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you go a little further, you get to, like, dingy. Which is cool again.
Yeah. I totally get this.
Right?
Yeah, from like a music, like punk rock energy.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. It's kind of like, oh, hey, we're going to play House of Blues. Like, that'll be a fun show. It'll be big, loud, lots of amenities.
Yeah.
But then there's like a strip mall kind of show. And it's okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then you get to like a real close club where it's like, it's going to be loud. It's going to be packed. It's going to be sweaty. And that's going to be fun.
It's going to be gross.
And that's going to be rad.
Nothing's going to be even...
like sweating.
Yes, the walls perspire.
Yeah,
Sign me up. I will go to those shows every
weekend.
And
the bathroom door shut. Yeah.
The Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no doors on the stalls.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're like, this is part of it. It is just funny when you bring my fan base out to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, huh? Okay. Are we safe? Is everything all right here?
So. Or they're like, I lived in this neighborhood 20 years ago.
We used to come here all the time. So, DC Improv's great. So, two stories from that. One, Dan and Cindy, who are patrons, were there.
Yeah.
It's great to see Dan back living in the States. And it was so funny. I talked to him after the show. I was like, you didn't do the pre-show meet and greet, man. That's like one of the Patreon things. He's like, you guys, we got young kids. This was hard enough just to get here. I was like, fair point. And he said something really funny where, and you guys are going to get this immediately. I thought it was such a fun analogy. He goes, we invited friends and I was really nervous, you know, because
they're super fans.
Yeah. And he's like, I wanted it to be good. And he's like, it's like when you invited a friend to church and you're like, oh, I hope it's a good sermon. That's so funny. It's so true. Sometimes you're like, oh, no, not this one. Or you get like the backup preacher or the backup band. You're like, it's normally better than this. Oh, no, it's normally so much better than this. This isn't our main guy. I remember that happened one time. We went to your brother's church in Wheaton.
Yeah.
And he was like, just so you know, this is like our third string preacher.
Some of those holiday weekends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. When family's in town, you don't usually get the good guy because he's vacationing too. So
4th of July preacher. Yeah.
Fourth. That was me for a while.
You were the week before Easter.
I was the Good Friday guy.
No.
Palm Sunday.
Sunday.
I was Palm Sunday guy.
You had that locked in.
Yeah. I did have a good Palm Sunday sermon.
Give the preacher
you
a week
right
off.
Now?
No, week off before Easter.
Streets were lined. Hey, Palm Sunday is great. It was a good sermon.
It's a good story.
Yeah. So that was funny. And so people have been asking about this because I posted an ambulance picture on my Instagram. So so it would have been Saturday early show. Apparently, the details of this are in the air.
Sure.
No one really fully knows what happened. But I went upstairs at the end of the show and there was an ambulance there. And I was like, was that?
Because it was underground.
It was underground. Yeah, come up, selling merch upstairs because they had to get the second show. And there's an ambulance there. If you look at some of my pictures from there, there's ambulances. I'm taking pictures of fans in front of the ambulance, you know. And what happened was, so apparently mid-show, a guy had a seizure. And fell out of his chair. And and this, by the way, is the third time this has happened to me while I'm on stage.
Yes.
Third time. Third seizure show for me. It's crazy.
Maybe it's something with laughing.
I don't know. Well, according to the GM, it was a mix of...
beverages,
a lot of edibles, and then a lot of a lot of drinkables, edibles and drinkables, and I got a message from a fan who was like right in front of this when it happened, And because I was like, oh my gosh, this was an exciting show. And she responded, she's like, exciting is not the word I would use for it. I'm trying to see if I can find the the message. I think it's too deep.
One of the shows I was at that you were performing at, I think it was the Irvine Improv, we had a waiter spill in our party a whole drink. Like, on...
Right in front of us?
Someone in our party.
Yeah.
Just like in pure darkness. Just so they're just covered.
I can't find this. Yeah.
And you're like, where do we go from here? You know, like all the ice and, yeah, drenched.
It's
tough.
You know, there's a lot going on there. When we talk about all the elements for a good comedy show, like that does make for accidents to happen, you know, like spills and stuff like that. I can't find that.
Darkness, tight seating. Open beverages,
yeah,
you know,
finger foods.
A lot can happen, but so she, from her point of view, just someone fell out of her chair, and she was messaged me, and it was like bleeding, and like she like went into her first aid training while her husband was like call 911, telling the staff to call 911, and then they kind of like got him out of the lobby, and she started like trying to wipe, and like her husband was like, hey, don't touch that guy's blood. Like, and it was like a whole situation, and then they end up going, and this all happened like apparently like in the first 5 minutes of my set, and then they go in and they get their seats back. So the guy has a seizure. They get him into the lobby. He kind of gets in a better state before the ambulance gets there. And he convinces the staff, this is according to the staff, to let him back in. And they're like, I don't know, man. And
this seems like
a bad idea. And as he's like going to try and get back in, he has another one.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
It's crazy. And so then he ends up, as far as I know, he ended up okay. I don't know all the details of the story. It's crazy. By the way, couple things here on this. I'm glad I know this. We have a very famous story. I talk about this in my first special. I don't do well with this kind of stuff. We talked about this in my Overwhelmed special. We were at like some dance at your college at Quest. It was Quest Stadium at the time. It's Seahawks Lumen Field now in Seattle.
Yeah.
Like a guy had a seizure and I saw it and I fainted after, because I thought, and I went to Melissa like, oh God, he's dying. And then I fainted.
No alcohol involved.
No. I wasn't even. So I don't handle this stuff well. Compliments to the DC Improv.
That
a man had
noticed.
Two seizures.
Yeah.
Most of the crowd didn't notice, and I didn't notice. On stage, it's not a big room. That's a big thing to happen for me to have no idea is happening. Yeah, and I like to think I'm a pretty in-the-moment performer. I'm pretty in tune with the crowd's energy and needs, but I had no idea that was happening. Crazy, huh?
Live performing arts.
You know, that's what you just, it's, I've said before, like when you put 275 people in a room, that's 275 different days that those people have had, different biologies that are walking, different conditions, different moods, agendas, expectations. The last show that I had was like the hottest show. It was so good. Saturday, quote unquote, late. It was an 8:30 p.m. Thank you, DC Improv, for accommodating our times. And
so nice.
There was the two loudest laughers that I've had. I had all weekend sitting in front of a girl who was absolutely miserable and mean mugged me the whole show. So you just never know what you're going to get out of a live crowd, but crazy.
Do you still kind of just focus on her, or are you able to like look past one mean face in the front row?
So a mean face in the front row is hard to look by. She was in the second, but was very visible. And
they got like a...
Yeah.
Arms crossed.
There's a lot that you're going into. Like there's a lot... there's a lot that you're thinking about on stage. And you really, in those moments...
more than most.
That's probably true. I'll just tell you. I don't know if this is interesting to people, but I'll talk about it regardless. An earlier version of me would have tried to win them over and would be very distracted.
That's your job, to make her happy.
And then the next version of me would have called them out, which is a big mistake. Don't give, don't focus on that.
Nope.
And then, and now I get to the point where I try and ignore it. And I'm like, look at all these other people I'm making happy right now. And just try and be in the moment,
that's
enjoy. Like
one out of 300.
This is why I got into this industry, is to make people laugh. And then I had and then I try and think about this last time I was trying to think about, I was like, well, why is she disappointed? Was she invited? Does she not know what this is?
She's tired.
And then I kind of started to look even closer at her face, and she was white, but I was like, she might not, she kind of looked a little Eastern European, you know? And so I started doing that. I was like, you might not get this. This might not be for you. This might not be your native tongue. This might be like, this might be ESL. Like, I have no idea. Or you might just hate me, and that's fine too.
Right.
So you could have had a bad day. Mm-hmm. You could have been cramping. You could have been like, you could have been having like a, you know, you could have tore your hamstring. You could have
been. Your foot's asleep.
You could have, your foot's asleep. You could be, you could be furious at someone at your table that had too much to drink.
You're hungry.
You're hungry.
Someone could have said there's charcuterie.
Exactly.
You were right, didn't you?
Exactly. Yeah, there's not a million. There was a guy in my one of the shows, the like dead center front table, who just, he wanted another beer so bad. But here's the thing with front row tickets, is sometimes the server's not excited to come, that because it's very distracting, and the server knows that they're kind of being looked at. And there's and he just kind of kept like looking. He kind of like,
he's like, this is empty.
I was like, oh gosh.
He's like this.
Yeah, but he's trying not, because he's so center, he can't hold it up too much. He's just like, oh, I want another beer. And I get it. When you're like, I would like another beverage so bad. And he's like, and I've been that thing, like, we've all been at concerts or stuff. You're like, I could just use one more, just to, one more soda, one more food, one more drink, one more anything that would just, is really put this to the next. Or my favorite thing is, we drink all the time, like on planes. It's like, I just want that drink cart to come by one more time.
One more time.
Just one more. I get so mad. I swear sometimes the captain fakes turbulence.
If we could just do this once, then we don't have to bring the cart by.
If you just jerk that steering wheel one time, then
we're not able to come by.
The flight attendants don't have to come by. Captain said, we get to just be on our phones for 3 hours. Come on, flight attendant.
We're going to sit down and buckle up.
This is JFK to San Diego. It's a 5-hour flight. Bring the cart twice. In a desperate moment.
Or let us bring liquids on.
Yes. Good point. Well, you can buy them on the other side of security. But I'll go ask anymore. Like, now.
Well, you're just like, I'd like to.
Here's how I know
it's on this plane and have. I'll tell you
where service never stops. First class, FYI. So I'm like, well, they're allowed to walk. They're allowed to go. Now, I know the cart's a different thing.
Cart is clunky.
Southwest, no carts. Southwest doesn't do carts. Do you know that?
Yeah, no.
They do. They come and they take your order, and then they come out in trays.
Oh.
Southwest, all about efficiency, man. It's the people's airline.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's probably why people are fighting now on Southwest.
Are they?
Oh, did you not see that?
No, was there a Southwest fight?
Fight broke out.
Oh,
on.
I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof.
You know, I'll tell you, it's
it's a fight in a laundromat.
It's not unlike live comedy. It's just 300 people on a plane who all had 300 different days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
He just wanted one more drink.
So, anyways, thank you, DC, for coming out. You were at the laundromat.
Yes.
We're going to celebrate big news next week, but it hasn't happened yet. Mel's pregnant. Just kidding. She's pregnant. You are currently pregnant with a new washer coming on Friday.
It's finally coming.
Mel has been Mel has become the Christmas story dad with the furnace. Mm-hmm.
That's me with our washer.
Yeah.
It's been on the fritz for 9 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's finally getting replaced. But I have been at the laundromat the last 4 weeks. Yeah.
Going in with a family-sized load. So when you think about, one of the times.
Kids are adult-sized, two of them.
Yeah.
So that's four adults.
Yes.
And a tween. I haven't even done our sheets. I just.
Mel has to get
that's my breaking point.
Mel has to get a U-Haul to get the laundry down to. You do it while I'm on the road.
So many IKEA bags.
Right. And so when you think about laundromats, like people are like, Oh, yeah, New York, single, you know, because a lot of people do, obviously, laundromats.
Yeah,
but
they're busy.
But rolling in with a family-size load, God bless anyone who does that on the regular. That is a huge chore. A couple times I've done it with you where I'm like, lugging.
I usually make someone load it with me. Because,
yeah.
But then I have to, I don't take the kids to the laundromat. I've taken Joel before, but.
No, no, you're a responsible parent. No, there are kids there on iPads.
Kids there, too. Yeah. Come one, come all. Yeah, but I did. There was a fight. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it was just like, don't touch my stuff. You know, kind of like with the dryers. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to carve out a lot of time and really announce it. Like, if you want this for the week, put it in there because it's not.
Is the time
we're getting washing it?
Is the laundromat? So, there's got to be like premium seating spots that you want. You're like, oh, I got a charger spot. You want a spot with a charger.
It's a lot of maneuvering.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you end up using like 5 washing machines,
yeah,
then you kind of want adjacent dryers.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the dryers, there's 2 up. So
yeah.
Then suddenly like you're unloading and they're unloading. It's a lot of that. And then if you have the doors open, they can't get by you. It's
yeah.
Just,
is there any amount of you that likes the get it done
so
nature of it?
There is something
as opposed to it lingering.
Like, I usually, you know, like when I'll like work from home when you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, like I will kind of give a day or two to doing all the laundry. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you spend maybe 2.5 hours like gathering it, washing it, drying it, bringing it back home. But then it's kind of like the whole rest of the day you're putting it away. Because it's all there.
It's so much laundry.
And so Joel's friends were over Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I know they don't care. They're teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I had like 5 baskets of laundry in the living room. I was like, don't mind this, you know?
Yeah.
They don't care. But but then by the end of like your laundromat day, you're quite tired.
Yeah.
Because
it's a long day.
You have processed so much.
Yeah, and it's kind of like intervals because then you go hard and then you just pause and zone on the phone for a while. I could tell them based on what I was getting texts.
Yeah.
Because I would not hear from you for like, and then you would.
The family group chat was going and they're like, mom's not answering. And I was like, I'm washing your clothes. It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
But it is efficient in the sense that you can knock out like 8 loads.
Right.
In 2-ish hours.
But, yeah.
It's not ideal. It's so way more convenient to just throw one load in your washing machine.
Well, also, like, especially when you got like wet stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I was so the mixture of the rain, the week or the
2-ish
weeks of weather we've had, and so I had like hangers in the shower, you know, with like wet stuff drying.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, because we use outdoor clotheslines like for like certain stuff, like you know, we got the sun here in San Diego.
Perk.
So that makes it harder. Plus, like, the rain, right? So
yeah.
So then, like, you're just getting poured on, and it's, you know, it's our own little suffering here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yes, I did a full day of laundry, and then I guess the strangest thing about having teenagers is you were going to bed because Saturday night, because you had an early flight so we could have our Super Bowl at,
and that was
together.
And I was 3 hours ahead.
As a family. So it's just 3 hours. You think, no big deal. Like, but like it's so disorienting because you're going to bed and I have a daughter in a hot tub at a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And I have to drop
boys there.
Boys in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to drop her off stuff so she can sleep over. So they never plan, like, you know, how many times parents have dropped off stuff for a sleepover that you already dropped them off at the party. So I do that. So I'm like, hi, you know, dealing with that and kind of like the fear and anxiety that just goes around having a teenage daughter at a co-ed birthday party. and then
always
our
didn't sleep
son,
over.
Yeah, the parents were home. That was, you know. And she did get her phone wet. I did get texts at 11:30. You know, they all had their phones in the hot tub, so go figure. But
I get it. If you ever had your phone in a hot tub, it's fun.
Pretty nice.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
They had a fire pit. They had a projector. I wanted to stay.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hey, can you get these kids out of here?
I'm gonna get in the tub.
Mom's hang.
Great party. And then our son had a high school dance that his friends and him decided not to attend. But then there was a lot of festivities around the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had plans and were trying to, like, keep a curfew. And he had friends, like, calling him all night.
Yeah.
But his screen time turned off.
Yep.
At midnight. And so they couldn't get through to him. Mm. And I was like, yeah, your curfew, you know, you got to be home.
You're 16. It's midnight. Night's over.
But the night was still going.
Yeah.
And so what I mean is, like, those 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, I went to bed. He had a friend over. Like, those 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday night in a teenager's life.
Yeah.
All right. Like, that's what you're waiting for all week.
Right. Right.
Figuring out where they're going to go and what mm-hmm. they're going to do and are they going to be safe. And, like, that's the most stressful 4 or 5 hours of my week.
Yeah.
And while you're trying to get rest and come home.
This is what we talk about when people are like,
it's very one thing jarring.
Yeah.
You know?
You said that this
weekend. Make it through the night.
Like,
whew.
Yeah.
The night with teenagers. It's
It's a lot. Yeah. And it's well, and you're doing it without me there most of the time too. And it's almost, it's like when you have young kids, the days are longer.
And the nights are long because they're up. Like, and you have to meet their needs.
Little kids are big. Yeah, yeah. Little but kids. Not for long, they're not. They are for the early couple years when they're feeding and stuff.
They're peeing in their bed and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the potty training years.
Throwing up.
Right, but...
Breastfeeding. Like, that's...
What I'm saying... I'm not saying that. I don't mean, like, overnights. What I'm saying is it's almost just, like, shifting what the hard hours are.
Yeah.
Because when you have little kids... like, 7 to midnight is kind of your time to mm-hmm. chill. You know, yeah,
in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. your little kids are in bed or going towards bed.
Yeah. We used to like work at night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you got like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
and now those are the more stressful hours because you're driving and where are they? And you're looking at their locations and who's there.
And texting you back.
Yeah.
Their phone is wet in a hot tub.
Yeah, exactly. totally different thing. Just as it is, as you get older, parenting, it just it's still stressful. It's just which hours you're stressed are different.
Yeah. Also, just the stakes are so much higher with teenagers.
Yes.
Because they're driving and they're
You
don't know where they are, who they're with.
Yeah, but
and are
toddlers
they safe?
Will stick something into it somewhere it shouldn't go, and they're trying to keep them safe and corners and edges and pink eye and, ear infections.
Yeah, they're not. I guess they are taking some substances in they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But they aren't getting behind the wheel of a car.
Yes.
Which.
No.
Is the next level.
No, but they might be standing on top of their cozy coop.
At which point you are donating it. Don't ask me if I have experience with this.
If you give me an age, I will tell you one thing to be terrified about in that age, whatever it is.
My heart rate is rising.
Yeah, yeah.
I was traumatized by cozy coop.
The cozy coop. Get off. Yeah. Don't stand on it.
But
you got to take. You have to take it has to become a convertible.
That was so brilliant. My friend Jessica. She was like, just take the top off.
You're like, oh.
I just took that to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take the cozy out of the coop. Just
exactly.
Make it a coop.
Yeah. There you go.
They would still stand on it, but they're only a foot off the ground.
You know what's a nice thing about older kids? Make a little transition here. We'll go into the Super Bowl. We've reached an age now where it's just kind of fun for us all to hang out in a hotel room. And that's what we did so we went to Disney yesterday because the girls had the day off. And then we had bought a 3-day pass last time we went. And and the kids were kind of over it by the third day. So we're like, oh, well,
we all were.
Yeah, we'll use a day. Yeah, I mean, yesterday while we were there, we walked 7 miles. I couldn't believe Claire walked 7 miles. Yeah, it's anyways.
I know.
But we got there the night before. We're like, oh, we'll just go up here and watch the Super Bowl in a hotel room. Awesome. So nice. Papa John's came. I had some Marriott points to burn anyway, and at the Fairfield Inn and Suites, real fancy. It's not. And
no breakfast.
It was great. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was super fun. I think maybe they're a bit older, so they can grasp some of like the commercials.
Well,
Some of the commercials are for them.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And Joel likes football.
Well, and talking about, I mean, I've said this at length on various pieces of content here, but, you know, the Taylor Swift element is, it was a bad Super Bowl for men that hate their families.
They're like, shut up, I'm watching my game.
Yes. If you do not enjoy time with your family, then this Super Bowl sucked. If you were like, don't talk to me, don't ask me what offsides is, don't ask
this
me.
This is my thing.
This is my thing. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to share it with you.
Don't get mad that they're not turning to, or if you get mad when you see a woman that is not a cheerleader on camera, this was a bad Super Bowl for you.
They didn't even pander that
Not
much.
That much at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those boxes were like millions of dollars. They should get paid too.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you are the type man who does not like sharing joy with the people that you love, this was this worst Super Bowl ever. If you're the type man that's like, I have a happiness, but I don't want anyone to be happy other than me and the way that I like to be happy, this is a bad Super Bowl, and I'm sorry for that for you.
But it was also the most watched
event in
Super Bowl
history. I think it's the most watched event in television history.
So,
incredible.
But, but, you know, I'm sorry.
The more eyes, the better. Everyone wins, right?
Yeah.
Like the advertisers.
If you were the type man who's like, I just got out. I don't know. I don't even know where to go. I don't know where to go. It's just.
Well, if you wanted every commercial to be a beer commercial, then this was a bad Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They should just have an app that just cuts out Taylor Swift out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then for people who.
Yeah. Who hate their family.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it's out there.
As someone who loves his wife and loves his children, we all sat down and enjoyed a game together. And then the next day, you and our tween daughter sat down and watched the Pat McAfee show and were entertained by it. I was like, this is a thing I love with the people I love. This is wonderful. All it was is Taylor Swift has been a gateway to football for people. It's been,
it's broadened the scope of the audience. Yeah.
Taylor Swift is marijuana to the heroin that is football. She's the gateway drug to football. Football's incredible. I love football. I've loved football my whole life. And now the people that I like it too. This is great. I with my tween daughter and you, we watched the Pat McAfee show and laughed and were entertained. I was like, this is fantastic. Oh, I'm so sorry that you married a woman and had children with a woman that you don't want to be around, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but it's not. I know it's a bit of a straw man argument, but.
No, I do think there has been like a bit of a hurdle for women to enjoy football. I mean, so, if you don't know it at all.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, it's not really my space, and I don't know everything.
I want someone to watch Rings of Power with me, but they don't, my family doesn't know Tolkien like I do.
Lore.
And so I'm just like, watching by myself, but I don't know. But I thought it was great, and the commercials were great. We liked the Dunkin' one. With Ben Affleck, Matt Damon was great.
That was fun.
The Like a Good Neighbor. That was a huge one.
That was fun.
State Farm with Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite was the Christopher Walken one.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing their Christopher Walken.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You liked Mayo Cat?
Kate McKinnon, right?
So good.
Yeah, that was so funny. Mayonnaise.
Did you have any favorite?
Yeah.
No, I was too distracted by other things that.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about it.
Oh, well, you know, I missed the whole halftime show because I was out making content.
Yeah.
So how was Usher?
It was great.
I saw some pictures. You looked great with the shirt off.
I was going to say hot Usher is, I think, the reason that converted my wife to football.
There you go. That's why you missed some commercials.
He got on roller skates.
Yes.
He got on roller. That was fun.
Usher on ice.
Usher
was a suggestion
on
after.
Ice.
I was like, I would go to Usher on ice in two seconds.
I love it.
Alicia Keys, lots of
Ludacris,
lots of stars.
Her on guitar.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
It was great.
It was really fun.
Yeah, halftime show was all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
He didn't like.
Do you have a favorite halftime show? Oh, anyways,
They usually will have like a marching band, or they had like aerial tricks.
Yeah. Lady Gaga jumped off the stadium that one year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then The Weeknd went through all the maze. That was more like video based.
Yeah. That was not a good live experience. Everyone's like, I can't even see him.
They're pretty much like, okay, Usher, you're going to be on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, so he didn't do anything like super dynamic, but I think he had so many guests. And
I mean, he was on roller skates.
Outfit changes. I mean,
that's pretty dynamic.
Yeah.
He showed his actual abs and then went to abs on a shirt. I mean, that's a pretty amazing transition.
Abs on abs.
That's a move, abs on abs.
Absolutely. Sorry.
No, I just meant like it wasn't, like he didn't fly like out of a cannon.
Well, I guess Lady Gaga did kind of set the bar there.
And then like the drone shows, like those have kind of.
Drone shows are big right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Really good show.
I think the only missed opportunity was I was hoping that the marching band formation just would have said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, it was, I watched some views of it, or some clips and stuff of it. Yeah, look great. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't usually, like, love watching live performances on, like, you know what I mean? Like, but there have been some great ones. The two that jumped to mind immediately is some of the all-time greats for me are Katy Perry's was really good.
Yeah, I was going to say Katy's was great.
And The Shark
really
was
fun.
So good. The Shark was great. Mm-hmm. Bruno was great. Because Bruno's just such a good entertainer. Yes. But I still think the all-time is Prince. I mean, Prince was unbelievable. But it's Prince.
Yeah.
It's Prince.
Yeah. It's Prince.
Tom Petty? Anybody?
Yeah. I liked Rihanna's last year.
Yeah. I did.
Pregnant Rihanna.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went from pregnant to abs.
Yeah.
So the story is the midsection. For 2 years in a row, the story of the Super Bowl show is a midsection. Pregnant to abs. Thank God nobody let Rihanna roller skate last year.
Draw the line.
Yeah. I think the difference between last year and this year's halftime shows is last year featured a woman that was pregnant, and this year caused a lot of women to want to get pregnant. Woo! Usher. took a shirt off and I went, yeah. Great. Very handsome man. Watch this. Anyways. Also a great year if you were looking to buy a new religion. They were on sale.
Yes.
Jesus, Scientology. I did obviously the
mayonnaise.
The TikTok about mayonnaise is a religion. I can't believe Volkswagen was like, let's remind people of our history. Really? I would have started with the hippies myself there. Okay, let's end. Today is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been together so long that it's
every day is Valentine's Day for us.
It's I just feel so close to you. It's almost more like Palentine's Day. We're just besties.
Andy's face.
Let me say this. If you, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. We've been together, what is this, our 23rd Valentine's Day?
Sure. Yeah, 24th, I don't know.
24th, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, we're doing a thing. We're going to a party tonight. It's worked out nicely that Taylor Tomlinson Netflix special came out today, and she was having a little party anyways. And so, great, we'll go to that. We'll enjoy, you know, doing that, one another's company. We'll, you know, it's gonna be fun. We have
it's
a built-in thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said something. My initial thought is this: like, if you are, when people are like, "Who's your Valentine?" I'm like, "Grow up." It just is like, who's your? I don't know. Are you gonna ask me my favorite animal and my favorite color as well? It's very.
You're like, you know.
Yeah.
You know who my Valentine is.
Come on. Valentine. What'd you do for Valentine's Day? I don't know. Been faithfully married to one person for 20 years.
Just all the chores.
Yeah.
Kept going.
Kept going, man. I don't know.
Same thing I do every day.
Same thing we do everything, Pinky. Try to keep my marriage alive.
Do all the work of a household and a job and a marriage and, yeah.
It just didn't do much for me, I guess, you know, but.
So jaded.
Yeah.
Well, what you hear, saying.
You said this.
Go ahead.
No, you said it. Well, these are your words, but like a big Valentine gesture is the sign of a young relationship.
Yeah, like a production, like you're getting 24 roses at work.
Yeah.
You know, or like a cookie cake in the shape of a heart.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like practical. You're like, what are we going to do with all that cookie? Like,
yeah. And I'm like, hey, I filled up the van with gas. It wasn't even on E yet.
No, I think.
You know what it is?
We don't need a production.
But there was a time. You do those big grand gestures early on in a relationship because it's like a deposit on a house, really.
Yeah. But, you're like, hey, I really do want to make this work.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like,
I feel
like a house.
I feel like at this point in our relationship, I'm enjoying the value of my house because I did that big deposit early on. But I can't be dropping a down payment every year.
Yeah.
I'll buy some Sea-Doos.
Yeah. Yeah. I only have so many fresh ideas.
No, if you like pull in the driveway a new car, I'm like, that's my problem now. Like,
We didn't talk about this.
I didn't want a new car and a car payment. And yeah.
You're like, I put a bow on it. You're like, you paid for the bow too?
Our bank accounts are joined. So it's my problem now. So yeah, grand gestures, like, oh, cool. But I do think it's important to like do something for the ones you love, like to show like the thought.
Yes.
Or the care.
Yeah.
You know, just, but it doesn't have to be grand.
It doesn't have to be grand. How
and
grand.
How grand. It doesn't also have to be matched. You know, like if someone like plans an awesome date, you know, then like,
yeah,
you don't have to like outdo the gift.
Well, because we've been together so long, my version of I peaked in high school was how I wooed you in the first 2 years of our relationship with pretty grand things, you know, big surprises and things in your car and like, you know, big elaborate, I mean, it's proms and stuff. We were babies. We're little babies.
Right. So it's kind of like, you know, the male birds that do like the dancing.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep doing them.
You're like, I've already mated with you. It's okay to be apathetic about Valentine's Day as long as your partner is as well. That's what it is. Like, if your partner wants something big for Valentine's Day, do it. Do it. And if they don't, and we, after 20 years, neither of us really do.
Yeah, but that has to be like mutual. Mm-hmm.
Some of it's you're like, hey, this is just a random Wednesday. You know how busy Wednesdays are? You know what would
so
be a
busy.
Great...
We got martial arts and homework. And...
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You know what a great... A Wednesday... A random Wednesday cannot be some romantic day in the life of a family. You're like, we have homework and dishes and volleyball.
Yeah. We got to edit the essays.
Yeah. There's so much work to do. You took the time to write me a card. Help with my son's essay.
Yeah.
If you were gonna do
he
some,
gets graded on that.
If you're gonna do some, you wrote me a letter. You need to email the teacher about your daughter's retakes.
Like pitch in.
Yeah. There are certain elements. If I were to do something for you or you were to do something for me after 20 years of marriage, I'd be like, I wish you would have taken this time to do something else.
Well, in a married life with young or with kids, you're like, I booked us dinner and you're like, great, but what sitter did you get? And who's going to do the homework for the kids? And who's going to bathe them, or you know, like you're like, so one thing's done, but then I have like 10 more problems.
There is an element, you know? Absolutely, where to do it's to plan one thing just sets this other domino that you're like, well, the kids got to go to bed still at their normal bedtime, so are we gonna come be home in time for them? It's like, this kid's got to track me tomorrow,
right?
They can't be on supervised the night before.
Yeah, so unfortunately there's just so many, or like the dogs are gonna chew up something, or you know, it's just so many other things you got to deal with.
Well, that's good news for me, because I didn't do anything for Valentine's Day for you. And likewise,
same. Yeah, I was just gonna make it cheesy, like happy Valentine's Day.
All right, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's our $25 a month and up, our highest level. Thank you guys so much for, you know, being such great people. You're not just a great patron, you're a great person. So thank you. And you are?
Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Galindo.
Gary Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Dan and Chelsea Morell.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Kelly Capen. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to keep that one. I messed it up, but I don't want to retake this. Are you guys ready? Here, I know it. Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Minna.
And Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much for being the best.
Thank you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.